Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
I won't shut up. Hey, freaks, Timothy James Edson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast.
Cut the water off!
Someone, turn the water off.
Cut the water off!
You're pissing off this black woman.
Cut the water off!
Is there anything funnier than a black lady screaming? I just think it's great. One more time.
Cut the water off!
I guess the only thing better would be a pissed off Puerto Rican.
Yes! Yeah. About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck. Yes, he's a long-legged, pissed-off Puerto Rican.
Oh, a long-legged, pissed-off Puerto Rican. Yes, I do have a great show for you. A brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday coming up in just a second, and it's a doozy. But before we get into that, Corey is back with a new mashup. Now, remember a week or so ago when I featured audio of someone having an issue in the bathroom. Explosive shit. It was epic. You're welcome. The things I do for you freaks. Corey has taken that audio and created this masterpiece. Take a listen.
All right, here we go.
God, I hate that shit crackle sound. That gross.
I mean, you can tell, like, that's not a normal shit. Like, that's like something's wrong. It's crackly and wet. Not bad, right? But then it keeps going. It's very. Yeah, I'm out of breath. You know you're out of shape when taking a shit causes you to lose your breath. It's a lot of me grunting. Oh.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. I think the sound of shit is just hilarious. I don't care if it makes me a 12-year-old. There you go. Just another masterpiece by Corey. Thank you very much, Corey, for that. Moving on. Sextastic Tuesday time. TV listener Kurt sent me a message. He says, the story isn't too long, but it's pretty fucking creepy. One of my friends wrote it and asked for my opinion, but after reading through it, I decided you needed to have a copy. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
This is really one of those stories that when you read it, you realize the author, there's something wrong with him. He should really be evaluated. Kurt, I would not hang out with this person. All right, here we go. I've always been a nosy person. Couldn't let anyone have secrets without me being in the know. I guess it was inevitable because of this that I would eventually try to steal the secrets of death itself. See right there, that's not normal. To hold the knowledge that no other living man had would be the crown jewel in my history of sleuthing. As I drove down the lonely road through the woods, I reflected on how far I'd come in my search. From the early days of searching through religion, then studying the lore of tribal shamans, and finally taking that fateful step of my first murder. Mm-hmm. Like all good scholars, I knew that to be an expert, he's gonna fucking bang a corpse, isn't he? I knew that to be an expert in my chosen field, I'd have to get my hands dirty sooner or later. As my victim lay dying at my feet, I knew I'd hit a breakthrough because I finally had something concrete. On the very edge of my consciousness, I could just make out the whimpers of the dead coming to welcome their new brother. How are they spoken a language the living are not meant to know? And all I could make out was a slight murmur of their presence. But after many more months and many more murders, I had learned how to make them raise their voices. Coming out of my reverie... coming out of my reverie, I pulled off the road near mile marker 88 and got out of the car. After a brisk stroll that took the better part of an hour, I finally came into view of the small cabin where I did my research. Nondescript and out of the way, it was the perfect place to continue my studies without fear of being discovered. As I drew near, I could already hear the ragged screams of the victim I left tied to the rack 2 days earlier. I opened the door, feeling as someone does when they enter their home after a long day of work. As I said, the cabin was small, only one room, with the rack bolted down in the center, a small table for holding all of my instruments next to it, and the festering, rotting corpses of my most recent victim slowly decaying in the corner, filling the air with that sickly, sweet scent. I turned my attention to the woman I had already in position on the rape rack. Again, use coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. Do a search for rape rack. They might have one. I don't know. Shaped in... plus free shipping. Shaped in order to allow someone complete access to her, she lay spread eagle. Oh, this is where it gets sexy. She lay on the rape rack. She lay spread eagle on the cold stone. Instead of rope holding her in place, I used barbed hooks that threaded through her flesh, making it so if she tried to get off the table, she'd end up leaving a good portion of her skin behind. I'd take that chance. All of this was done to heighten the terror and pain that she was feeling, a key to gaining the attention of the sadistic spirits. I looked at the woman herself. She was a petite little thing, not particularly attractive with her buck teeth and stringy hair. But then again, this certainly wasn't a beauty contest. This is business. Come on. I leaned over her, looking into her dark, small eyes. I'm sorry about the discomfort, but I assure you it's all very necessary. After 2 days without food or water, all the time in agony, she didn't have the capacity to respond in a coherent way. That was all right, though. My desire for civility had been appeased through my apology. She was, of course, nude. Sexy. And my eyes roamed down her body, stopping at her bruised and bleeding breasts, then at her reeking snatch. Reeking snatch? Recalling what I had done last time I was here, I reached into her pussy. Like he's, you know, searching for his keys or something. Reached into her pussy. Who reaches into a pussy? All right, reaching into her, you know, reeking snatch. All right, recalling what I had done last time I was here, I reached into her pussy, pulling out the maggots I had left in there to increase her pain. Well, you know, we've read maggot in pussy stories before, and it's actually quite pleasurable. They squirm, you know. She squirmed in discomfort, not realizing that this was by far the least unpleasant thing that would happen to her today. I removed her fingernails with a pair of pliers, some of her teeth as well, trying to inflict as much pain as possible without using mortal wounds. I also cut off her eyelids so she would be forced to stare death in the face, not close her eyes and turn away. There was only one thing to do then before I began the coupling. Using the pliers once again, I tore off her clitoris so that there was no possibility she would experience even... Page 2. The roomy, affordable Buick Skylark has been redesigned for 1988. Standard AC, four-cylinder automatic transmission, AM/FM radio, and the comfort and class you've grown to expect from Buick. Visit your local Buick dealer today for 0% financing options. Buick, for the road ahead. Page 3. 1 ounce of pleasure in what was to come. It was telling how far I had fallen in that action, because my feelings were one part regret, 1,000 part demented pleasure. As I started pounding her rancid, hairy fun hole with my withered penis, I made 2 long, deep lacerations down her forearms, beginning the process. I rammed my hips against hers with increasing speed, trying to get her heart rate going to pump the blood out faster. A new foul odor entered the air. So he's fucking her maggot-filled pussy? Gross. I ran my hips against hers with increasing speed, trying to get her heart rate going to pump the blood out faster. A new foul odor entered the air, and I looked down to see her rapidly defecating bowels pushing shit out onto the table. My balls rubbed against the pile of dank-ass mud with each raping stroke, painting my scrotum brown. Nice. My own breathing getting heavy, I glanced at her wrist. The blood was still flowing, though not nearly as fast as before. I knew she was close. Still, yeah, she's already shitting. Still inside of her, I placed my head next to hers and whispered, "Tell me what you see. Tell me what you hear. Tell me now." But pulling back and looking into her eyes, I could tell she's too far on the other side to communicate the secrets of the dying to me. "No! I'm too close!" I howl. I can feel the presence of the dead all around us, spewing the violent obscenities that only the damned are privy to. I knew this was my best chance, so I took the risk that I had been unwilling to take in the past. I cut my own wrist deeply, planting 1 foot firmly on death's side of the field. I kept thrusting my small, mangled penis. I want to know more about his penis. How did he get mangled? Maybe that's for the sequel or prequel. All right. I kept thrusting my small, mangled penis into the woman's corpse, waiting for the epiphany I had been working towards. Then suddenly, as I came, it came. All the horrible whispers suddenly made perfect sense, and it was scared... Oh, I'm sorry. And it scared me to no end. All of the voices were growling horrible threats directed at me, furious at the hubris I showed. "How dare you steal from us?" That's how you know it's like a demon, because I went, "Bleh." It's evil. "How dare you steal from us?" Bleh. They all began to chant. It barely even registered, for my mind was consumed with a mixture of panic and the knowledge that no matter what, I had to live. To die now was to place my soul at the mercy of the sadistic souls that I had so deeply offended. This would make a great bedtime story. If any of you listeners out there have children, just hit play on the podcast. All right, I quickly looked around for anything I could use to plug my wounds long enough to get to a hospital. Unfortunately, the only tools I kept here were designed to create wounds, not heal them. Not a lot of forethought. This guy didn't really think this through. But looking down between the legs of the woman's lifeless body, my eyes caught sight of the pile of shit. "Ah, what the hell," I thought to myself. "I'm dead if I don't." I grabbed a fistful of the excrement and started slapping it onto my wounds to slow the bleeding. I could feel the chunky feces, as opposed to smooth, it's like peanut butter. I could feel the chunky feces, chunky style poop, getting caught in my veins, surely polluting them beyond imagining. I thought it was going to say imagination. But it did the job. The bleeding slowed, then stopped, and pausing only to throw on a pair of pants, I ran out the door, into the forest, and toward my car, never looking back. Hopefully the memory of the dead isn't as eternal as they are. Ugh. That would make a good Halloween-themed Sextastic Tuesday story. I'm a few days late. Fuck you all. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for November 8th, 2011. Brought to you, of course, by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can save 50% off just about any item. Pick out something you want. They've got over 20,000 products. Enter coupon code FREAK at checkout. Boom, you'll automatically see all of your savings. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Yes, all of that for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. I don't think they sell rape racks, but I could be wrong on that one. Check it out, AdamandEve.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Please don't call Adam and Eve asking for rape racks. All right. Yes, if you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Today, I've got an extended show for you. Thursday, we'll be doing an exclusive program. Plus, of course, you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. We do videos and stuff like that as well. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you heard about the Sour Toe cocktail? It's pretty much a toe from a dead person, and they put it in a drink. It's pretty much exactly what you think it is. Sour toe. Fathers and sons traditionally bond over a shared experience like hunting, fishing, or playing catch, but sucking on a dead man's toe, that's a little strange. That's how it worked for Ron and Matt Frantzel before Matt went off to college at the University of Nebraska in 2007. The pair decided to take a road trip from San Antonio, Texas, up to Alaska. It was a trip 6 years in the making, and the experience inspired Frantzel to write The Sour Toe Cocktail Club, the Yukon Odyssey of a Father and Son in Search of a Mummified Toe, and everything else. Check out that read. I had this overwhelming urge to spend time with my son, Ron said. And this idea popped up during a summer vacation when Matt was 13 and heard about the Sour Toe Cocktail. Yes, the Sour Toe Cocktail is real. A gruesomely famous beverage served only in one place, the Sourdough Saloon in Dawson City, a town 300 miles from the Arctic Circle in Canada's Yukon Territory. The creepy cocktail, a shot of any type of hard alcohol, served in a glass with a dehydrated human toe, mummified in salt, is the stuff of legend. As the story goes, a man known as Captain Dick Stevenson started this tradition in 1973. He is said to have discovered the original toe in a cabin that he purchased, which had previously belonged to a trapper who lost his big toe to frostbite and put it in a jar. According to the rules, the nasty toe must touch the lips during the drink's consumption for the drinker to earn the distinction of being a true sour toe. Or other toes have since been donated and are kept in pickling salt when they're not being slurped. Saloon officials say the high alcohol content in the whiskey, vodka, and other booze keeps the toes sterile, despite being in the mouths of as many as a few dozen people on a given night. That is fucking repulsive. There's a picture of the the mummified toe. It's all black, and you can see where the toenail was or is. It's really nice. I'll try to find a picture and make it today's album artwork. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Alaska. An 80-year-old Ketchikan City Councilman, the city's former mayor, has been arrested on charges of possessing child porn. A Ketchikan computer shop called police. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sure you guys will correct me. A computer shop called police on Friday to report a worker discovered the images when John W. Jack Shea brought in his laptop for repair. Why would you bring a computer full of child porn for repair? Of course they look through your computer. Shea had the only perk of the job, really. Shea had been having trouble printing the child porn. Shea had been having trouble printing, said Deputy Police Chief Josh Dossett. When they hooked it up and started it all up, the printer began printing items that had already been queued in the printer, and it turned out to be child porn. He was going to make a scrapbook. Shea has been charged with 10 counts of possessing child pornography. I won't even bring my computers in. I'm afraid of what people would find, why is there a bookmark to Tiny Dink Grandpa? What is this? Dicklet? What's a dicklet? Yeah, we found additional printed off material of young children performing sex acts in this dude's home. Shea told the Daily News that he would not comment on the arrest. My attorney has advised me not to. Yeah, keep your mouth shut. Before thanking a reporter for the call and hanging up, Shea made his first court appearance on Saturday and was released on $30,000 bail. Shea is a former mayor for both the city and Gateway Borough. His term on the city council ends in October 2012. It might be a little sooner than that now. Police in the southeast Alaska city seized Shea's computer and printer at the computer shop on Friday. A detective obtained a search warrant for the computer equipment and for Shea's home, where they found the former borough mayor at about 6:30 p.m. Shea said he wanted to talk to a lawyer and left the home. Fleeing. He was arrested when he returned to the residence at about 10:30 that evening. So there you go. And finally today, a Des Moines, Iowa woman has been arrested in an arson attack on the home of a former friend who had quarreled with her and unfriended her on Facebook. Jennifer Christine Harris, 30, is being held Thursday at Polk County Jail on $100,000 bond on a charge of first-degree arson. Dare you unfriend me. She was arrested after the October 27th fire at the Des Moines home of Jim and Nikki Rasmussen.
It's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
Arson is so sexy. All right. She was arrested after the October 27th fire. The early morning fire broke out in the garage of the Rasmussen's home. It led to the collapse of the garage roof. It was ablaze at 11 a.m. I'm sorry, 1 a.m. I thought there was two ones there. I've been huffing a lot of aerosol cans today. I'm seeing double. It was ablaze at 1 a.m. It was just totally engulfed, said neighbor Dominic Fernarno. Harris, who was maid of honor at the Rasmussen wedding, according to the Des Moines Register, is a teacher's associate at a local elementary school. She's got a bit of a temper. I don't know if I'd trust her with my kids. Nikki Rasmussen told the Register that she and Harris's friendship dissolved when they argued while trying to plan a birthday party. Harris then began to disparage her on Facebook. I unfriended her and blocked her so I couldn't see what she was doing. The Rasmussen's Facebook is causing so much death and destruction. Someone should really do a study. Like, how many lives have been lost because of Facebook? All right, the Rasmussens woke up and escaped unharmed from the fire as it began to melt the siding on their house. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, look, no one, I don't want to hear anyone crying on the voicemail line today. I can't take
it. Hi, Tim. This is your favorite underage listener, Dylan, calling in. And that pedophile you just...
Your impression is spot on.
...post on your Facebook, he's gonna die, and that means he's gonna not touch my sweet pecker and my little pee-pee and my ass.
All right, look,
anymore.
The topic of molestation is off the
anyway,
table.
Tim, wash your dildos, because that's gross.
It's,
you don't
it's
wash
been a rough couple days.
Your dildos. All right.
Thank you very much, Dylan. Dylan Imposter checking in. All right, next up.
I like the theme song that Spiral Hamfucker came up with. It's a shit ton better than anything Pam Fagscore comes up with.
Ooh.
That British turd from across the pond. It's Spiral Hamfucker. It's Spiral Hamfucker.
Oh, do I have that song handy? I haven't really been playing it when Spiral Hamfucker calls. No, I don't have it. Do I have it? Spiral. Oh, I do have it. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Spiral Hamfucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Hamfucker.
Fuck, I'm in LA getting stoned.
All right.
Given their dream sense and successfully back in action, Dan from Texas calling in.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going, brother?
Good. I haven't heard from Dan from Texas recently.
A couple of things right quick. I just thought I'd encourage you to keep making your DV logs. They're fucking hilarious.
I haven't done a DV log in a while, and I've been promising Sideshow Freaks once. So this week, we'll be doing a DV log.
Oh, it's Ray Fish with the My Little Pony spark. Freaking amazing. It
yes.
hurts on the inside, but it makes me smile on the outside. But secondly, this really is more for the Dylan guy who keeps calling in. Fuck you, you little bastard.
You're more annoying than any of the fucking fur facts that have ever
That's
called
right.
in, and you need to go
Now
back.
We've got grown men verbally abusing a 12-year-old. That's how we roll here at Distorted View.
Hey, Tim. Rip right here. I'm just calling regarding the whole signs in the bathroom, the steam is clogging up the pipe thing.
Yeah.
It's a joke from, like, 10 years ago online or so. I first saw that, and it was with one school, and then someone saw it, and they posted it in their dorm.
It's like, you know, in every high school, there's a girl who fucks herself with a frozen hot dog, and then it gets stuck in her, and then she, you know, has to go to the hospital.
Next year. And, yeah, that's very, very fake.
And very old. So I'm behind
hey,
the time
Tim,
on that
this
one.
Is Paul from St. Paul. Got an
Paul
idea
from
for
Saint
a great
Paul.
Practical joke for you. You know, Rob from Cleveland recently called and said that he's picking up a ball and chain, and he invited you.
Yes.
What I would do is say yes.
I'm going to be his celebrity guest at the wedding.
And then when he sends you the invitation to the wedding, forward it to all of your freaks. Only tell them that it's
yeah.
a Distorted View get-together
up,
costume
yeah.
party. Don't send it to Rob, of course.
Yeah. Everyone dress up like the DV tranny.
That way his wedding
ball
will be
gag
infiltrated
in their
by about 1,000 people wearing adult diapers
yeah,
and
yeah.
dressed up as furry animals. And who knows what.
Get Roy Killer War there.
What else?
Shooting up crystal meth in his asshole.
Just make sure you do not play this.
That would be a wedding. I hate weddings, but that would be fun.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I caught that Arrested Development reference. There's always money in the banana stand.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, hey, I'm calling. You know, this is probably really going to aggravate the shit out of you.
Well, I'm already mildly pissed.
My wife had on the Today Show or Good Morning America or something the other day, and that fucking wacko Glenn Beck was on.
Yeah.
Blubbering as usual.
He was crying again. That's his shtick.
He was saying that now that he's off Fox, he has this GBTV online, and he charges $4.95 a month, and he has 200,000 subscribers.
What?
Yes, I knew that was fucking pissed you off.
I would like 10% of that, please.
Get off my phone!
Yeah, Sean.
Get off my phone!
You're pissing me off.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Glenn Beck.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
Oh, man, those are some great clips. All right, moving on now.
Hey, Corey. Hey.
Yes? I'm
Michael,
not Corey.
Michael, the mad. Hey, Timmy Lou. Hello?
Yep.
It's Tim.
Yes.
File him, fucker.
Played your theme song.
I enjoy pornography on the computer. I like the hamster, X hamster.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm old school, but I enjoy the photos. They're, like, more fulfilling than the video, I guess.
Yeah, I used to get into that when I was, like,
perhaps.
A teenager. But that was when the internet was, like, you know, you're on a dial-up and... Video really wasn't there yet. You had like a little 160 by 120 video, but you know,
hey,
too small.
Florida Jew here.
A Jew in Florida? No.
I had a dream about you. I had a dream that you reached the breaking point and said, "Fuck it, I'm not doing the sideshow anymore." and
then what? Become homeless?
The way I knew it was a dream. You said you were going to give refunds to all the sideshow members.
Oh, yes. In my opinion, that would be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, Tim.
It's my money. It's all mine. Never going to see it again.
Another thing. Even me
if I ever quit the sideshow, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm just going to just one day not show up, shut everything down, and I'm going to retire in the Bahamas.
Name
What was, I don't know, I didn't even pay any attention to that call. Finally today.
Hi, Team Boo. It's Show Member Bunny here.
Hi, Bunny.
I have a fun window licker story.
Finally, a lady
for you
freak.
About...
A member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
My brother going to McDonald's, like, was another friend a long time ago going to McDonald's during when they would hire a lot of window lickers. Welcome to McDonald's, how may I help you?
Yes, that's right, Slovember. I'm glad you're calling in now.
His friend ordered a burger...
Colin, with your retard stories all this month.
And while she was eating it, she noticed something was a little off when she was eating it. And so she looked at the bun and noticed that there was a bite taken out of the cheese.
Yeah.
Took it to the counter and was like, dude, what the fuck? Someone took a bite of my cheese. So I guess when the manager went to investigate what's going on, like back there, like putting the burgers together and everything, they were taking bites out of the cheese and going, cheese for me, cheese for you, cheese for me, cheese for you. And I just thought that was,
it's important
that was
to
disgusting
share.
And amazing. And I immediately was like, I have to share this with him.
Something
so, anyway,
the mentally handicapped are taught early on. All right, you can't blame them. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Hang the water off!
Spread the distortion, STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the program. If you are a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I wouldn't pay to wear what I wanted still realize. And everyone at the time was only classic then, only classic then. And everyone at this time is only classic. America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.